And for this week's musical sesh, I'm in the studio with my co-host, Mitch Elliott.
Hey, Happy New Year, John.
And Shannon Runyon, singer, songwriter, and actress. Shannon and I actually have been in the Follies together. She's in the studio today. But for people that maybe haven't seen you on stage and don't know much about you, do you want to let the listener know who you are?
Sure. Yeah, I moved to Park City in about 2012. Decided I didn't want to live here if music wasn't a scene here, and it totally was. It's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Restaurants here are extremely supportive, and people like to have parties in their homes and have live music, and I've been able to be part of conglomerations like the Song Summit, just really awesome stuff going on in town. And I did open mic for many, many years.
Yes.
And then I also joined the Follies, I think 14 or 15.
That sounds about
15.
Right.
15. The year Katrina had her coffee shop.
That was 15.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, Park City's been amazing for artistic expression, let's say that.
Yeah, what drew you into Park City in the first place?
I moved here to work with a friend of mine, and that didn't work out so much, but music took over. Mm-hmm. So when music takes over, you tend to go with it,
yeah.
At least in my world. So music has really been what's been the driving force of me being here and working here, and I'd say it's majority of what I do.
And does that speak true for your entire life? Has music always been a part of you, or is it kind of more of a recent development?
I actually lived in Houston before this. I wrote an album with a friend of mine in Houston. We co-wrote an album. But I was always joke I was raised in the Partridge family, but that's only if you're old, you only know what that means. Just, we grew up singing. My dad played multiple instruments. My mom played piano, and they both sang. My mom had a beautiful voice. And my dad would sing in quartets at church, and if it hadn't been for my parents, we wouldn't have had music in church, and we'd be that family driving down the road singing things like, I've been working on the railroad, I've had a long day, and like, you know, four-part harmonies and stuff. So it's, you know, singing in musicals at school and church choirs and youth group choirs, and I've always been, yeah.
Big singer.
If there wasn't music, I don't think I'd want to be on this planet. So
as far as awesome. You mentioned the Partridge family, I'm sure they were a huge influence, but what are other influences to your musical style that's developed today?
Honestly, a big part of it was church. And then my mom walking around the house singing nonstop as a kid. She wasn't whistling, she was singing. And then I was in band as well. I think it's been pretty interesting, rounded amount of influences. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. But my dad, even at night, before we'd go to sleep, he'd be downstairs playing Beethoven on the piano. Mm. And I would fall asleep to my dad playing Beethoven music.
Do you find the Beethoven or gospel or church music comes through in your own stylings now?
Nah, my stylings are a little more, I love the feel of blues. So it's a little more of that. There's a little bit of country in there. There's a little bit of pop feeling, some of it, but I always called it like funk pop rock, but it's actually have a little more of a blues influence in my life now than what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's evolved over the years too. What I wrote 20 years ago is not what I'm writing now stylistically.
Right.
And my voice has changed. I've had a voice coach since probably for 10 years now since I moved here. His name is Brad Chapman. Voice lessons a few times a month.
Okay.
Used good. To be more than that, but now that I'm doing it, we weaned it down. I don't need it quite as much, but I always will need it because it's what you got to take care of it.
Yeah,
definitely.
So.
And has guitar always been your like main instrument, or did you learn on other instruments growing up?
No, I picked up the guitar in college. Piano was actually my first instrument. My dad taught us when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
When we get a song right, he'd give us a 50-cent piece and say shabash, which is Urdu for job well done or whatever. I was born in Pakistan because my dad was a teacher there. So he used to use Urdu words to like talk to us. Anyways,
okay.
I don't know anything about Pakistan. I haven't been there since I was 6 months old. I'm just saying, like, that's where that word would come from.
Yeah.
So that was my first instrument, but I brought it back in probably about 8 years ago, because now I play at Prime. I play piano at church. I play at Rover Horse. I use piano in different settings. I love the piano.
Yeah.
I'm better at the guitar, but the piano speaks to me more, so.
Well, awesome. You brought your guitar in today. We'd love to hear it.
Well, sure.
Yeah. What's the first song that you want to play for us here on the Community Campfire this morning?
I think I might do the two most recent songs I wrote. When I was asked to play for Song Summit, I freaked out a little bit because I hadn't written anything in a while, and I ended up writing like 3 or 4 songs in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Just cranked them out in 2 weeks.
And I hadn't written in a minute. So, but that happens sometimes. Like, suddenly you feel this urgency, and you're like, oh, okay, I'll create a song. I guess I could bust those out.
Yeah. Love to hear them. What's the name of the first one here?
First one I think I'll do is I Got It.
All right.
I can explain it to you, or you can hear it and you'll probably go, oh, yeah, I get it.
I got it.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I get that.
All right. So. Shannon Runyon and I Got It right here on the Community Campfire.
You say you gotta go, 'cause your anxiety grows. what to do with love. Yeah, baby, it shows. You got your boots, you got your bag. I don't mean to brag. Let a cowboy and his horse of water rather die of thirst instead.
And a little funking up the studio right here. So that was nice.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Good. I'm glad it made sense.
If you're just joining us, we're sitting down with Shannon Runyon here on the Community Campfire Music Sesh this week.
Tell us more about your band. You play solo and you play with a band, right?
Yeah, I have three dudes I play with. And so
is that the name of the band? Shannon and the Three Dudes?
No, it's actually Shannon and the Three Kings. So it's a little nod to skiing here in Park City, but yeah. It's a guy named Jeremy who plays bass, and then Ron Reich, who plays in all kinds of bands.
Oh, yeah, Ron.
He plays in...
Mary Pranksters.
Yeah, he plays drums.
Ron and I share a birthday, actually.
Oh, yeah. Because, Ron played in the Follies. And then a guy named Randy Hayborn, who's down in Salt Lake, but he's a guitarist, and he just... just love it. Every time I look over, he's just a grinning away. Like, he's just so happy doing the licks on the guitar. So we probably only do about 8 to 12 shows a year.
Do you prefer playing with a full band or by yourself?
I'd say a full band is high energy and more fun. I like the solo stuff when I'm in sort of a more of like an introspective mood. Mm-hmm. And some gigs, a lot of restaurants I play, that's your background.
Right.
And they call it wallpaper. But I actually don't mind it when people are sitting there and enjoying each other and talking and having their beverages and, you know, and I don't need people staring at me when I play. So when it's like that and no one's really looking at me and I know I can just play, I'm just playing music to enjoy playing music.
Yeah, the feel to play versus to perform.
Yeah, it's not really as performance. Like you are professional. You show up to work on time. You show up looking the part. Mm-hmm. You are ready to go. You have your songs worked out. Like, all that's there.
Mm-hmm.
But... cool. Like them both.
Yeah. Well, we like hearing you play here as well. We'd love to hear the full band at some point,
thanks,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fun. Yeah.
We'll get you back here for sure with the Three Kings at some point. So are there any venues that you kind of dream about playing at some day in your career?
Man, the ones I dream about give me heart palpitations. Like, if I ever sat down and played at the Bluebird Cafe, I think I'd probably almost die first. Just because there's so many amazing musicians that have gone through there. Just so good. I don't have any delusions of grandeur, like, oh, I'm going to get famous, or, oh, my music's going to sell to the world, or whatever. Like, that's not why I do music. I just like it. I like it. It's fun to write a song and create a song. You go, oh, that's pretty good. That's okay, I'll play that. Mm-hmm. And other people go, oh, can you? And they request music. some songs you've written, you're like, oh, fun. All my stuff is on all the platforms,
right.
Like Apple Music, Spotify. But I don't promote it. I don't have like a little thing that says follow me on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd like to promote it. If someone's listening right now, how do they find your music?
It's just Shannon Runyon. Everything has me with my carbon fiber guitar from Close Guitars. They're local guys, by the way. I'll give them a shout out too.
Nice.
The two songs I'm playing today are not there yet because I haven't properly recorded them yet.
So we get to break them right here on the community campfire.
I've played them out a few times, but not like for people to purposefully go.
Maybe add this to my playlist, yeah.
Yeah, right. But eventually I'll get them up. I will.
Well, I looked over at your website before you came in here, and it seems like you are booked out, girl. You got a lot of shows lined up, and it seems like you're pretty busy.
I've been known to keep busy. But it's like I said, Park City is super supportive. And what's actually kind of cool is it's so supportive, and I get so many calls for stuff because this town's awesome that way. Is that even on my website, I have a page that says fellow musicians, and I have like 20 people on there.
Yeah.
So when someone's like, can you do this? I'm like, no, but go to this link.
Yeah.
And you can, and they'll be like, well, who do you recommend if this is what we're looking for? And I'll say, click on these three names. Mm-hmm. And it has their website, it has their phone number, it has their email. I don't view being a musician in this town as competition. I view it as a conglomeration of people that we're all different, our styles are all different, our music is different, how we present is different. That's why I did open mic, like support each other in that. Like, let's be supportive, and if I can't do it, this person's amazing, call them or that person. And I think it's better that way. It's better to like make it about music as a whole. Probably that comes from being raised as an alto. And altos never sing lead. You are always a support, mm-hmm. and you add to, and I love harmonies. And so being like the main artist has only happened since I moved to Park City. Before, it was always duets when I lived in Houston with this girl, Melody DeBro, that I wrote this album with. So moving here, I started doing all the solo work. But man, I love doing the duets. I love the harmonies we do. I sing at Mountain Life Church, and we just had our Christmas Eve services, and we had a 6-part harmony song in a cappella, and it was so fun.
Meant to be shared around, say, a campfire, perhaps.
And I think I don't remember what the quote is on the first page of my website, but essentially it's like, music is a gift. It's meant to be shared. Like, that's in there, but that's exactly how I feel about it.
Well, thanks for sharing your music with us today.
We're going to
end the show with one of your original tunes. What are we going to play for the listener?
It's called Heartbreak Song, but the funny thing is I wasn't sad when I wrote it. But the lyrics are like, you're like, oh, that's kind of sad. And it's called Heartbreak Song.
All right.
So.
Well, here is the Heartbreak Song to end the show today. And hopefully you don't break too many more hearts out there. Thank you so much, Shannon, for showing up.
Thanks, John.
Like a dried up river, like a broken old bone, like a burnt out candle, cold as a stone. When your heart stops beating, forgets it you care, you take a good look around and realize no one's there. Standing in an empty house, no love inside, no arms to wrap around you, when all you wanna do is hide. It's been this way, baby, all along. That's why I get to write this little heartbreak song. You're a creature of habit, forget to do the right thing. Looking for true love, always end up in a flame. You say this is the one, every single time. To find yourself alone, adding to this rhyme. Singing in an empty house, no love inside. No arms to wrap around you, when all you wanna do is hide. It's been this way, baby, all along. That's why I get to write this little heartbreak song. going to dinner all by myself. I kinda like it when there's nobody else. Into the rhythm of this broken heart tune. Kinda sounds like every sad country rock rhythm and blues. Coming from an empty house, no love inside. No arms to wrap around you, and all you wanna do is hide. It's been this way, baby, all along. That's why I get to write this little heartbreak song. That's why I get to write this little heartbreak song. Anytime you need, you can borrow my little heartbreak song. Yeehaw.